Transportation mode selection criteria. When it comes to the method of transporting goods, a logistics manager first decides which mode of transportation best fits with the overall logistics needs for the product and the marketing channel. Modes of transportation include rail, motor, water, pipeline, air, and intermodal combinations. Exhibit 5-30 shows the weight of freight shipments broken down by mode in millions of tons for 2017 and the projected usage for 2028 in the United States. Exhibit 5-30. Weight of freight shipments by mode in U.S. Millions of tons. Source. Adapted from Boersox et al. Supply Chain Logistics Management, 5th edition, which cites the Freight Transportation Forecast, 2017 to 2028. American Trucking Association, Inc., 2017. A given mode will not necessarily be competitive for a given set of logistics requirements. Each mode has its own inherent advantages and disadvantages. The best mode to select will depend upon the product type, size, weight, value, delivery speed, and lane volume needed to meet customer requirements. Lane volume is the volume of traffic in a given shipping lane and origin-destination pairing, and is a factor in both land and water carrier pricing. The higher the volume in the lane, the lower the price for that transportation mode, and therefore the transportation mode needs to be highly efficient to compete. This is because low-volume lanes may not have available materials for backhaul, so carriers add fees due to the greater potential for empty vehicle return trips, deadheading, or stranded empty containers. Exhibit 5-31 shows that a reliable method to find the best mode of transportation for shipping a specific product type is to compare the product's value density, the value of units being transported per cubic foot or meter, versus its packaging density, the amount that can be packed per cubic foot or meter. Exhibit 5-31. Value density versus packaging density. To help weigh the importance of shipping options with different costs and delivery speeds, keep this in mind. Items with a higher value density usually merit shipping by a faster method, and items with lower value density can usually be sent by a slower method and then held in inventory. On the other hand, the more units that are handled per cubic foot or cubic meter, the more the need for automated materials handling. Let's look at an example. Postal offices or organizations do not own the letters they ship, so for them the value density is about zero. They collect letters from letterboxes and then bring them to a hub. Once there, the letters need to be sorted and sent forward to the next hub. At this second hub, the letters are re-sorted according to street address. The packaging density is very high, more than 10,000 letters per cubic meter, so the focus is on automatic materials handling. Bricks are an example of a product with low value density and low packaging density. The value per brick is very low, and bricks are sent to customers on pallets, so the packaging density is also low. The preferred way to treat this kind of low-value/low-density goods is to load the pallets at the manufacturing plant and directly transport them to the customer site using a low-cost transportation mode. When looking at manufacturers of copy machines and digital cameras, you will discover that they use different modes of transportation. Copy machines have a low-value density and are shipped in containers from the Far East to the US and Europe. Cameras have a high-value density, so the emphasis is more on how to recover the invested money quickly. These products will be transported by airplane,